This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The Dead Sea is considered one of the world's cultural and ecological treasures, and while it's not technically dead, it is dying, drying up. In the last 50 years, the water level has shrunk by more than a third. That is a concern for Israel, Jordan, and the Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
20 years ago, the Ain Gedi Spa opened, offering tourists massages and mud wraps. Clients used to walk just a few steps from the spa to the Dead Sea, where the water is so salty you can float and read a newspaper at the same time. Today, the shoreline is almost a mile from the spa, and tourists have to take a train to the beach. Gora Berger, a spokeswoman for the Dead Sea Regional Council, says the Dead Sea area has several important tourist sites for Christians and Jews, which are now being threatened.
In the Dead Sea, you can go to Qumran to see the place where the scrolls were found, and to see the place where, you know, the first time that Israel was divided between Abraham and Lot, and to go to Qasr al-Yahud, which is the first place that people were baptized.
Since the 1970s, the water level of the Dead Sea has dropped 3 feet a year, and that is threatening plant and wildlife reserves along the shore. Environmentalists are especially worried because the Dead Sea is an important resting stop for hundreds of millions of migratory birds that fly between Europe and Africa. The receding waters have also left hundreds of sinkholes that threaten to collapse roads and buildings. The Dead Sea is drying up for several reasons. Most of the water that once flowed into the sea from the Jordan River is being diverted for drinking water and agriculture, and the river has become polluted with sewage. In addition, Israeli and Jordanian companies on both sides of the sea are allowing an estimated 66 billion gallons of seawater to evaporate each year in order to extract potash and other minerals. Uriel Aharonov, the chief engineer for the regional council, says the Dead Sea must be preserved.
The Dead Sea as a sea is very unique. It is in the lowest place on Earth. There is no like this lake on the planet.
The United Nations is considering declaring the Dead Sea a World Heritage Site. But environmentalists say if they don't act soon, there won't be much of the Dead Sea left. Recently, officials from Jordan, Israel, and the West Bank met to discuss ways to stem the shrinkage. One idea is what's called the Red Dead Canal, a multi-billion dollar project that would carry water more than 100 miles from the Red Sea to the Dead Sea. The World Bank has agreed to fund a feasibility study for the project. Israeli tour guide Adrian Aaron from the Israeli Nature Reserves Authority explains one benefit of this solution.
The Red Sea is naturally at sea level. It means that the water would be flowing downhill and the flow could be utilized for a hydroelectric plant. And in some ways that would pay for the construction of the canal.
But some environmentalists worry that pumping the far less salty water into the Dead Sea could release toxic gases and wipe out local plant and wildlife. They favor cleaning up the Jordan River and allowing more water to flow into the river and the Dead Sea from the Sea of Galilee in the north. But Adrian Aaron says it won't be easy.
We can try and be more efficient with our water usage, but Israel is already fairly efficient with water usage, and our population is increasing, so it doesn't look like that's going to make the main difference.
Aaron says the finance ministry has authorized building new desalinization plants that would allow Israel to take less of its drinking water from the Sea of Galilee, allowing more water to flow into the Dead Sea. But construction of these plants would cost tens of millions of dollars and would take several years. And during that time, the Dead Sea would continue to shrink. Uriel Aharonov, the chief engineer for the regional council, wants to increase awareness of the Dead Sea problem. He's organized a Tour de Dead Sea bicycle rally next month for an estimated 300 riders from Israel, Jordan, and around the world. Aharonov says he hopes to make the area around the Dead Sea a cycling park that will promote ecotourism and help both Jordan and Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, the Dead Sea.